Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
While many have struggled during the COVID-19 pandemic, one ride-sharing company in particular has actually stepped up to the plate. Welcome to Stock Talk. I'm Omri Wallach, and today we're looking at one of the hottest tech sectors that has quickly become an essential service, ride-sharing. One of the companies leading in ride-sharing's micro-mobility space of e-bikes, e-scooters, and pedal bikes is Last Mile Holdings Limited. While some of its micro-mobility competition has floundered during the pandemic, Last Mile has actually seen business increase. Joining us today to dive into how the company has managed to stay successful is Last Mile CEO, Max Smith. Max, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, Omri. Good afternoon. Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
Likewise. Max, before we jump into everything, can you quickly give new listeners a rundown of Last Mile as a company?
Sure. So Last Mile is an e-bike and e-scooter micro-mobility rideshare company. We formerly operated as Ojo Electric, featuring our patented sit-down Ojo scooter, where we launched programs in Austin and Dallas, Texas, Hoboken and Memphis, Tennessee. And when we operated in Hoboken, a small city outside of New York, we realized that we had to find exclusive arrangements. There, we were only operating as Ojo and Lime. And the exclusive nature was really opened my eyes that you need to find exclusive to have great unit economics. And what we did is identify a company in Gotcha. And Gotcha Mobility was a mobility company that signed over 70 contracts, 35 university, 42 municipal contracts, 80% of which were exclusive. And so we quickly went to and negotiated an acquisition. We closed a deal with Gotcha on February 28th with both a funding and rebranding of Ojo as Last Mile Holdings. And so what remains now is Last Mile Holdings as a public holding company. And all of our rideshare operations have been merged into Gotcha, which is the consumer-facing brand and tech platform. And Last Mile, we will continue to evaluate other tuck-in acquisitions and tech investments to support our long-term growth of micromobility solutions. And that's how we're set up right now.
And as you've touched on, you've built quite an impressive business, but you know, the current world is quite the opposite. So when the COVID-19 pandemic hit North America and the US in earnest during March, how was Last Mile affected?
Initially shocking. And so I'll tell you, we closed our transaction and funding on February 28th, which happened to be a Friday. That following Monday was the big sell-off. And so as a public company CEO, I was dealing with a situation of, okay, this is real. The market is tanking. I'm thankful and grateful to have just closed. Had we waited a day, our deal, I'm not quite sure where we would have been, but it really opened our eyes into how is this going to impact us as a mobility company. And we took a step back and had to evaluate our operations for the safety of our employees and our partners and quickly put in processes that follow CDC guidelines for cleaning and preparing our vehicles and keeping our employees safe. So it was sort of a shock to the system. It's a global pandemic in an unprecedented manner. And we took a pause to evaluate everything. But one thing we didn't do was close or pause our operations.
Well, and that's the impressive thing. You know, you say that it was a shock and it was a shock for everyone, but you've recently announced that your subsidiary Gotcha has actually seen an increase in ridership in the last 4 months. Can you elaborate on that success and how that happened?
I think it's really a testament to the strategy that both the formerly Ojo and Gotcha had embarked upon, which is looking at more overlooked communities, middle market municipalities and universities, and creating these partnerships in a thoughtful way. We have had both organic growth and new deployment growth in the only 2.5 months since we've closed the acquisition. All of our universities have closed, which was a frightening thought. They've all gone to distance learning, and I can certainly attest to that, as I have one of my three children is still in college and been home with us doing distance learning. But the universities themselves reached out to us and encouraged us to stay open for the remaining faculty, administration, and local residents who happen to live in those college and university towns. Of all of those businesses, only one university, University of Alabama, said this might be a good time to pause. And we actually took those bikes at University of Alabama and migrated them down to Baton Rouge, where we have seen explosive growth. That marketplace has grown exponentially, has doubled month over month from February to March to April, and May is on another path to double this month as well. So that was really what sent us the message that micromobility, and as we've deployed, is really offering safe, sustainable transportation that people embrace, that they are somewhat fearful of public transportation. They don't want to jump in an Uber or Lyft. The individual vehicle occupancy of our bikes and scooters assures them of social distancing. And we're very fortunate to sort of have this opportunity. And we've not only grown in those markets that are organic growth, at the same time, we launched new markets. We launched University of Georgia, a university plan, UNCC, another university plan, where they encouraged us to bring the vehicles because they were looking forward to alternative modes of transportation.
Max, you mentioned that you were fortunate, but you're also improving upon and succeeding in a place where over the past few months, competitors have struggled to keep up. What has made Last Mile see that success and growth?
You know, it's interesting how different companies have taken different approaches. I honestly think the biggest difference is that we never followed blitzscaling. So I've been in this space for 2.5 years. Sean Flood, who is the founder and CEO of Gotcha, has been operating for a much longer period of time. He founded Gotcha 11 years ago. And collectively, we have taken the same approach, which is do it right versus do it right now. It can be intimidating when you're operating in a David and Goliath situation where Bird and Lime have each raised over $1 billion. They've launched over 120 markets on a global basis. A year and a half ago, when I was raising money to build our business, I had met with many Bird and Lime investors. They all told me, you've got a great product. It seems to be the safest product. You have a seated scooter. It's got the longer range. We're really interested in working with you, but you need hundreds of millions of dollars so you can deploy everywhere. And we flat out rejected that. We said, that's not who we are. I don't think blitzscaling builds a defensible moat. We want to do it thoughtfully. We want to work with our partners and grow when and where it's necessary. And I think that's been the biggest difference. The companies who raise so much money and race to launch everywhere had built a global infrastructure with very poor unit economics, which caused them when things decline, it caused them to panic. And not only panic, they had financial obligations. So you saw Lime shut down the entire US operation and they closed 21 international markets, put a pause on it. And then there was the recent transaction whereby Uber is investing in them and contributing their jump operations with much needed capital. And we were never in that situation. We never built the big infrastructure. We look to deploy in markets that are profitable. We have positive cash flow and at the site level. So all of our operations produce positive cash at that site level with positive gross profit to help cover our operating expenses. And I think that's the biggest difference. This is a situation clearly in my mind where the tortoise beats the hare. And I've been very consistent with my communications on keynotes, on panel discussions at industry events and with other investors. And this is one where it's not the Silicon Valley, pour money on it, grow at all expenses and worry about profitability later. We built a thoughtful plan and did it very methodically. And that's what's positioned us very well.
And the crazy thing is, looking at the market, you know, ride sharing and micromobility look like they're coming out of the pandemic stronger than before. Max, for yourself, where do you see the market heading?
Well, let's see. I think our riders and our partners, both universities and municipalities, want safe, clean, sustainable transportation. You know, they're worried about buses and public transportation while riding. The cities are clearing roads of cars to make wider streets where people can bike, walk, dine outdoors. with the threat of COVID-19. The UK Transport Secretary announced a nearly $2.5 billion infrastructure upgrade program. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps urged people this morning not to use public transport as he announced the program to put cycling and walking at the heart of transportation. And we're going to see much needed investment into our city infrastructure and city planning in order for people to travel safely. And against this, we think we're just very well situated to take advantage of our platform. We've got the broadest product fleet, which can offer turnkey solutions in exclusive relationships, because we offer everything from bike, e-bike, scooters, both stand-up and sit-down scooters, as well as electric mopeds. And we'll even have e-cars, electric cars, on our platform in many discussions that we're having right now. And we think the single-person micro-mobility vehicles create an environment for social distancing. And that's where we see the industry going. This sort of the macro environment developments are very much in our favor.
And the thing is, so far, we've been talking about Ubuntu Last Mile's existing business, but of course, it's important to note that the company has many more paths to explore. Where do you see that room for further growth?
That's a good question. So the rideshare solution is our core network, and we intend to expand the network. And long-term, we need to build a platform or an ecosystem. If you look at the large technology leaders, companies like Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, they created platforms that included marrying both hardware and software and then an ecosystem to purchase goods and services. And we think we've already married hardware and software. We've married our vehicles with software that enables people through a mobile app and connection through IoT devices to rent a scooter or bike and end their rides, find them, rent them, leave them. And we think that we will be extending our services into exploring that or broadening that platform to include services such as food delivery. So on food delivery, as an example, we did an 8-month pilot with one of the largest mobile app food delivery services where they used our scooters as delivery. And the early feedback to us was that deliveries on our seated scooter were 30% more efficient than any other form factor, car or bike. That people could navigate the city without getting stuck in traffic. They weren't stuck finding a parking place for their vehicle or car. And we have the range, which allows those delivery people to make many deliveries in a single day. The average person using our scooter was traveling 35 miles a day. And we actually had people up to 80 miles was the record with a couple of battery swaps. So that's one example. We also think expanding our network or platform requires, we just launched a wallet feature for purchases or discounts. So enable the riders to load up their money into their mobile device, and while on their mobility device, have the ability to partner with other local retailers to get discounts or use the app to pay for that. We've got to build an app that becomes part of people's everyday. How can we make it more sticky to go well beyond the mobility devices and services? But to be clear, we're very focused on that mobility solution, and that will always be the core of our network, providing safe, sustainable, clean mobility solution.
Well, you touch on a lot of things to be excited about, but as we wrap up, let's quickly touch on the company's future. And first, with that focus, what is Last Mile's focus for the short term?
Short term is execution. It is absolutely heads down, execute and deploy. So the big attraction the Gotcha acquisition was not only the years of leadership that comes from that executive team led by Sean Flood, it's also the fact that they had spent the last year acquiring nearly 20,000 permits. And so we've bought essentially a contract base of nearly 80 municipal university contracts, 35 university, 42 municipal contracts. It's not we have to hunt and search and negotiate contracts. We have contracts to deploy. And now we are thoughtfully working against our launch schedule to get vehicles deployed with our municipal and university partners in locations throughout the U.S. That entire year is sort of U.S. focused. We've had many opportunities come to us for global expansion in both in Europe and Australia. Some through organic partnerships, and there may be acquisition targets. But right now, for the near term, this is going to be a year of blocking and tackling and focusing on U.S. execution. And that will provide significant growth for us and really establish us to be in a great place for long-term.
And Max, we have to ask, as Last Mile CEO, what is your vision for the company's future moving forward?
You know, I think we really want to partner with cities and universities to redevelop city planning with the purpose or intent to disrupt the car on a global basis. We think about sustainable, safe mobility to transform not only how people move from point A to point B, but also how food and packages are delivered. That's what we think about sort of, you know, long-term and globally. It's moving that mobility network, pardon me, into more of a platform and expanding those services outside of the U.S.
Of course, finally, our last question for the day. What can you tell our investor audience interested in Last Mile stock right now?
Well, let's see. The entire market has sold off with the coronavirus pandemic. And investors are evaluating their opportunities. They're looking at the value of their portfolio, and they're looking for places to make some of that up. Much of the market has come back extraordinarily well, and particularly the tech market, if you look at those investments in certain sectors. We have not, you know, and perhaps that's the challenge of being a micro cap stock in this type of environment. At the moment, I feel like an orphaned micro cap stock, but we need to get our story out. And so we're very confident, based on the growth that we have and that we've been experiencing, both organically as well as inorganically, I think of same store sales. So these are our existing deployments that are growing month over month, as well as the ability to launch already contracted business. We see significant growth for our business this year. We see a business that will remain exclusive. We have long-term contracts that on average are over 3 years in length. And we're going to continue to grow and scale thoughtfully. And we should be cash positive, EBITDA positive and cash positive this year. And all of that is a result of us doing it thoughtfully, not getting too far out over our skis and overcommitting. And so we're very confident in our ability to execute, and we're pleased to have this chance. And I think investors will see that once we start releasing our earnings.
Absolutely. Thank you for the insight today, and thank you for joining us, Max.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
We've been speaking with the CEO of Last Mile Holdings Limited, Max Smith. I'd like to thank him once again for joining us on Stock Talk today to discuss his company's success, the ride-sharing market, and the future of micromobility. I'm Omri Wallach for Stockhouse Media, and this has been your latest Stock Talk. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.